Now we will begin Part B with the first conversation. Questions 31 through 34. Listen to a conversation between two college students.
Cindy, have you heard the news?
No, Steve. What do you mean?
You know all the classes we missed because of the snow?
Uh-oh.
Yep. We're going to have to make them up, and the dean says it will have to be during spring break.
Steve, we have our vacation all set. What are we going to do? Do the others know?
I don't know, but I certainly can't afford to miss 5 days of classes this semester, with that week I was sick.
But I really don't want to cancel our trip. All of us have already made our plane reservations.
I can try to call the travel agency. Maybe they can refund our money. But before we do anything, we need to speak with our professors.
You think they'll excuse us from class?
Probably not. But I was talking to Kevin this morning, and he said that one of his professors told him that they could make up the class at a different time.
Wow, that's great. Which professor was it?
I don't know, but we're going to have to speak to all of them anyway.
Why didn't they add extra days at the end of the semester, before summer classes?
Because of the graduation date, which can't be changed.
Are other colleges around here doing the same thing?
I would imagine so. It's been such a bad winter, and we've missed too many classes. We do really need to make them up.
I know. I was just really looking forward to this vacation. The idea of the sun and the beach.
Oh, look, there's Professor Hampton right now.
Come on, let's go talk to her.
Number 31. Why are the man and woman upset? Number 32. What can be inferred about the man's and woman's vacation? Number 33. Why can't the semester be extended? Number 34. Why can't the man miss classes? Questions 35 through 37. Listen to two students talking.
Hey, Christine, remember how we were complaining that we wanted to see the drama series but couldn't afford the tickets? I found a solution.
Yeah? Won the lottery, huh?
Uh-uh. But seriously, I did find a way for us to see all the plays, and we don't have to pay a cent.
Come on, Jim, that's impossible.
No, really, we can. I called Stanhope Theater to ask if they had student discounts. They didn't, but they did have another suggestion.
What's that?
The man there told me they just lost 4 of their ushers, so they have openings.
Really?
Yeah. You don't get paid, but you do get to stand in the back and watch the play after you've helped everyone find their seats. No seat, but a good view. Then during intermission, you help sell refreshments.
But Jim, each play is performed on 6 nights. Can we make that big a commitment?
We don't have to. That's the best part. They have enough ushers so that each person works only 2 nights at the same play.
I never imagined we'd be able to see the whole series. Let's take a look at the schedule right now.
Number 35. Why did Christine and Jim think they would not be able to see the drama series? Number 36. What did Jim learn when he called the theater? Number 37. At the end of their conversation, how does Christine feel about Jim's solution? This is the end of Part B. Go on to the next page.